You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's your boys in the morning. It's the Dom and Jeremy show here at Denver's Mix 100. This game is called Rattle Off. Jen, are you feeling good about this game today?
A little nervous.
Freaking out. This is intense. Oh. It gets really, really crazy.
I wouldn't be nervous.
Are you quick on your feet in general?
You know, I think so. Okay. I think I can do that.
All right, you might be okay.
Yeah, whatever you just put out of your mind, the hundreds of thousands of people who are listening to you right now.
There's that many?
Wow. Okay.
So many, Jen.
Worldwide, even.
No pressure.
Yeah,
no
we get emails from people in Australia and Spain. Mm-hmm. And
Europe, yeah. All
crazy.
They're all listening and judging you right now, Jen.
Oh, boy.
I'm sweating.
Bro, we'll get a towel, sop it up.
What do you do, Jen?
I'm in marketing.
What do you market?
That's too vague.
I market a project called Baby Page. We are an online baby book and iOS app. So you can create a baby book right
from gosh, that's so funny. Nicole, my wife, was just going through the baby books the other day, and our firstborn, of course, like front to back, full baby book pictures, lock of hair, teeth, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And then Lila, our second, I think she just wrote her name on the front of the book. That's about it.
Exactly.
That's your shtick, right?
So the first baby, the book is filled. The second baby, the book just has their name on it. And the third baby gets no book at all.
They're like, we have a third baby?
Yeah.
They get nothing.
The third baby, you give the book to the first baby and say, fill this one in for your sister. All right?
That's funny. So is that part of your marketing? It makes it easier to fill out a baby book type thing?
Yes, it does. It takes you through multiple choice questions based on their age. And
That's a good idea. That's a good one. Good job.
All right, Jen, hold that phone right up to your mouth so we don't have you kind of bleeding away on us there. You ready to play? Let's try it.
Okay.
10 seconds. I'm looking for five cars. These can be cars or pickups. I don't care, but cars. And the car model starts with the letter C, as in cat. Five cars that begin with the letter C. Ready and go.
Corolla, Concord, Chrysler, Corvette.
Four.
Well, Corolla. Three, because Chrysler's a brand.
I would have accepted.
Oh, I wouldn't have.
I totally would have accepted
that.
No, you
said car models.
No.
Camaro. Camaro is another one. Camry. Mm-hmm. Did you say Camry?
Civic.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez. Wow, this is embarrassing for you, losing.
Well, at least you stopped sweating, though.
Yeah, right.
Jen, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, Jen.
Okay, bye-bye. Miko.
Hello.
Hello.
What are you doing?
Hi. I'm actually at work. I just got to work.
How do you make a living? Yeah, what do you do?
Yeah, right.
I am actually a property manager.
All right.
What kind of properties?
For affordable housing for seniors and disabled.
Oh, that's
good
nice.
For you.
It's a good thing to do. All right. All right, Miko.
Ready to play this game called Rattle Off?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's do it to it.
Let's do it.
I want you to think of the great state of Michigan. You know, the one that's shaped like a hand, a mitten.
Mm-hmm.
Five cities or towns in Michigan. Ready?
All right.
And go.
All right, let's do LaPorte, Detroit, Lansing, Michigan City, and...
Time's up.
I was hoping for a Kalamazoo. Or Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids.
Darn it, so Miko. Well, go manage some property now.
I'm glad you called. I hope you have a great day, okay?
You too. Love you, boys.
Love you back. Bye-bye.
Bye.
He loves his boys in the morning.
That's nice.
Hello, Judy.
Hello.
What are you up to today?
Working.
Mm-hmm. Yuck.
Sounds like that's the theme this morning. Everybody's working.
Right? What do you do?
Uber.
Uber. The Uber.
Yeah.
You ever,
how have the tips been lately?
Not as good as they should be.
Are you a good driver?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Are you friendly to people?
Of course I am.
Do you let people vomit in the back seat?
If they clean it up.
You had that happen?
No.
Good.
Like, for instance, let's say you pick somebody up out at the airport. You take them, let's say, to the Cherry Creek area.
Mm-hmm.
What in your mind would be a good tip for that drive?
From the airport to Cherry Creek?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be happy with $10.
Yeah. On top of what they're paying you, you'd be happy with an extra 10?
$10.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good tip.
If you're friendly, I mean.
Do you offer, like, little mints and snacks in your car?
Water.
Oh, see? You got to up your game. Put some mints in there and you'll get better tips.
Yeah, maybe I do. I do have mints in my glove box, actually.
Yeah, but they're just for you.
You need
Jeremy's
new mints.
Giving you a pro tip.
I never thought
new
about
mints.
It.
Maybe a little squirt of hand sanitizer.
Yes. Bad.
What kind of car are you driving?
And dying them.
What kind of car are you driving these people around in?
A Toyota Venza.
Venza.
There's your problem.
You need a new car.
I agree.
You need a Mercedes. Agree.
You need
so
some
you're
sort
buy
of.
Buy me a Mercedes if I win.
No, forget that. Why don't you get a Tesla? Can you imagine if you were in
car.
A Tesla,
come rolling up in that all quietly?
That happened in Vegas when I got an Uber.
A trunk full of.
It was
mints.
A Tesla.
Yes, at 3 a.m. this guy was crazier than hell.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. What kind of tip did you give him?
$15.
Wow.
Just to go literally like a mile away.
Well, why'd you tip so much?
Because he was nice and he came speeding up like 200 miles an hour at 3 a.m.
So he put your life in danger and you gave him a big tip.
Yes, he did, and he was great. It was Vegas.
As Vegas, you got to blow your money in Vegas.
If somebody pulled up at 3 a.m. in a Tesla at Vegas, I would ask them if I could drive.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to. He showed us everything, though. He was really cool.
My goodness, he did? He showed you everything? No,
no
wonder
you
gave him a good tip.
Don't say tip.
Probably not everything.
All right.
Oh, that's silly. Judy, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
We were talking about the redesign that the Campbell's Soup people did of one of their soup cans. So in 10 seconds, give us 5 types of Campbell's Soup. 5 different flavors, if you will, of Campbell's Soup. Good. Ready and go.
Broccoli and cheese, chicken and rice, chicken noodle, tomato, and French onion.
French onion, yuck.
There's a Campbell's French onion?
Yes, that's what I get.
I've never seen that one. Hold on, I'm going to look that one up.
Please do.
I mean, I'm very obviously quite familiar with French onion soup. I just didn't know there was a Campbell's.
Yeah, there's a French onion and a cream of onion. Who is pouring themselves a can of cream of onion soup?
I like French onion.
Yeah, they've got French onion.
I'm looking at it right now.
Doesn't look very good, though.
It doesn't.
It's one of those soups that you got to put in with, like, ground beef or something and make a hamburger with it.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay, well.
You know what? You got 5, so you're a winner!
I've actually won something.
You actually
did?
Yeah,
you did.
I've never won anything in my life, so this is
great.
Well,
you can never say that again, huh?
Yeah, we...
Thanks, of course.
Keep some cans of soup in your car and hand them out to your passengers, all right?
Here, have some French onion soup. I won with the boys.
French onion soup. That's how come I knew they have it, because I buy it all the time.
Do you eat it plain?
Well, I put cheese on it and croutons and bacon.
Oh, all right.
Hey, Judy.
Yes.
Where are you from originally?
Chicago.
Yeah, okay. I thought I detected a little bit of a Midwest in there.
Everybody says that. I don't feel like I have an accent.
It's not so much an accent. Let's just call it an inflection in some of your words. You don't sound like a Colorado girl, so I was just wondering.
No.
What brought you to Colorado from the Windy City?
My sister, but I'm moving back soon.
Why?
I don't know. It's Chicago's home.
You know, you get sick of your sister?
My sister can stay here. Yeah. I'm moving back.
Did you you know that you can take your boys with you anywhere you go? If you download the Mix 100 app onto your phone, you can listen to us in your Uber in Chicago. Did you know that?
I didn't, but I do now.
There you go.
Yeah, go to your app store and search Mix 100 Denver. Don't forget the Denver part. And it's a free app. You download it on your phone, and then wherever you are in the world, you can listen to your boys in the morning.
Oh, that'd be good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. If you'll please stand by, Josh will come back. He'll tell you about your prize, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Welcome. Soup. Yuck, man.
What soup did you tell me that you'll eat just straight out of the can?
Campbell's cream of potato. I will eat that right out of the can.
So not even cooked.
Not even
cold?
Cooked. I won't even add the cup of milk or whatever you're supposed to. Straight out of the can.
That sounds so good.
It's so good. Anyway,
enough of that. There's another happy winner in the books.